RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard Friday Fun Show. Bills did what they needed to do. You survive Thursday night football. You don't thrive on Thursday night football. You survive Thursday night football. The Buffalo Bills, survivors. They beat the Miami Dolphins last night. Continue their path to the one seed, the bye week, the home field, in the playoffs in their final year in their current stadium in Buffalo. If not now, when? For the Buffalo Bills, sure feels like this is their year to take care of business. We march towards Commanders game day, which is now 2 days away. Pre-game show starts at 10 a.m. right here on The Fan. We'll be with you post-game for 3 hours, breaking it down. You'll hear Inside the Locker Room with Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels. They talk to our London Fletcher before they do their press conferences and other media obligations. You'll hear them here first on The Fan. Then we'll go inside the locker room on Monday. Excited to be up there. I've yet to break a sweat on this game. I just am not worried about it. And I know that that's a silly thing to say in the National Football League, but I feel like, you know, my guy Kevin Sheehan was getting me all rowdy preseason. Hey, this could be a Super Bowl team. And I think I haven't reevaluated Jaden Daniels, even in light of the injury. Jaden Daniels is one of the five best quarterbacks in football when he's healthy. I believe that. I think he's number five right now, but I think he's in that top five. I think he's better than Matthew Stafford at this moment. Not career, obviously, but at this moment. On the other hand, he's not healthy right now. And he had a portion of last season where he wasn't healthy either. And we're not replaying RG3 here. You don't have to go to the worst case scenarios, but you do have to acknowledge and it's now two NFL seasons and two NFL seasons that have been significantly altered by injuries to the franchise quarterback. Now, he's on the rookie contract, so the window remains open to build a solid team around him. But I ask, have they done that? Is this the best you can do right now, given, you know, NFL's not college football. In college football, they would have gone to the portal. They would have loaded up. They would have had a new team. They would have looked good. It doesn't work that way in pro football. There are contracts. Guys don't come available every year. When guys do come available, there's the franchise tag. And of course, when you have a successful season, you pick later in the NFL draft. You get a lesser caliber of player by definition. And so the Commanders, through no fault of their own, overachieved big time last year, but don't have the infrastructure in place, thanks Ron Rivera, to completely overhaul the roster. They don't have the number of draft picks they need to do that. While they have the salary cap space, there just aren't the players to spend it on. They had to trade to get Debo freed up. They had to trade to get Laremy Tunsil freed up, and those were draft picks that they then couldn't use. And so now you field the oldest team in the NFL, and the oldest team in the NFL in two decades, which is the headline here. But doesn't mean they can't win. Certainly old NFL teams have won before. We can point to a number of examples of older NFL teams having great success. We need to evaluate them, though. And I think Sunday is a great time to evaluate them. And I got the professor spectacles on here. I will admit that, because if they lose, I get that y'all are going to be steaming mad on Monday. I understand it. And you should be, because you were sold something you didn't get. But I think if they lose on Sunday, I think it's really important information to know. Is this team anything without Jaden Daniels? And I want to be clear. I think they are. And I think they'll win on Sunday. This defense held the New York Giants to no touchdowns, right? They didn't look good in Green Bay, but you can explain that. It's a Thursday night. It's on the road. It was a mismatch of coaches, which has been a matchup dominated by Matt LaFleur over the years. You could explain all that easily enough. You look at that defense. I go back to that first game. I think we got a lot of recency bias. That's what an NFL fan is. You're yelling about the thing you saw most recently, which was these guys getting worked. These guys did well in week one. And by the way, the Cowboys did not do well against the Giants from a defensive perspective. Giants were rolling down in Dallas. I think we'll see that defense. I think on offense, there are weapons. I think we're waiting to see them used. I think we're waiting for Bill to break out. I think he will. I think Debo is a weapon, no matter who the quarterback is. And I think you're dealing with a rest disparity here that's significant. The Commanders play on Thursday night and rest up. The Raiders had the late Monday night game and are coming in from the West Coast. Everything here favors the Commanders. I'm not worried about it. I think they win. I think 3.5 is the bargain of the century here in terms of laying points. Now, I don't bet on Commanders games. I'm not going to start betting on Commanders games because it only compounds the misery when they lose. I'm just saying, if I were a neutral gambler, I would love 3.5 here. I think at home, the Commanders should and will win this football game. Now, that said, there are question marks. There were a lot of injuries coming out of that Thursday night game. Terry McLaurin still hasn't looked sharp yet this season. Some of that may have been failure to find a connection with Jaden Daniels. The offensive line, the right side of the offensive line with Josh Connerly, has struggled, and they're facing Max Crosby, one of the NFL's elite pass rushers. You talk about the coaching matchup. Pete Carroll is always going to give you a game, and Geno Smith is a solid quarterback, notwithstanding whatever that stat line was on Monday night. So certainly you can't sleepwalk your way to a victory. You got to take this seriously. I think they will take this seriously. I think they take care of business on Sunday. I've got myself talked into that. But if they don't, I want that information too. I want to know that with everything going right in terms of the rest schedule, but just one piece changed, backup quarterback, you can't beat the team is probably going to finish fourth in the AFC West, assuming the Chiefs get their act together. I need to know that. I need to recalibrate my expectations if that's true. And I probably won't scream and kick and throw things on Monday if they do. I probably don't do that anyway. But I think if I'm a fan, I say, okay, hey, last year was great, but there's a lot of work to do to get players 2 through 53 to where they need to be. And that's important information as well. I think we're going to get that information on Sunday. I'm fired up for it. We'll turn in the picks later. I love the Commanders in this game. I really do. And I'll eat my words on Monday if I need to. And y'all know, I'm not the homer guy who picks the Commanders every week. That's not my bit here. I just think it's a really favorable matchup. And I think because Jaden's probably not going to play, I think you're getting a great price baked in. I hope Marcus Mariota plays. I hope they give Jaden the extra week because there's a lot of football left. And they're going to need Jaden Daniels during that lot of football. We need to figure out what the rest of the roster is capable of. I think they're capable of rising to this occasion. College football. Virginia Tech Wofford tomorrow noon right here on The Fan. It's I think the quarterback's probably the most interesting thing that's going to happen here in this game. Will Kyren Drones get the whole game? Will he, you know, cement himself as the starter? I think that under new interim coach Philip Montgomery, that's going to be a major focus, is do we need change for change's sake? Are we good to leave things the way they are? I'm not under any impressions that changing anything will change anything. You're rearranging some deck chairs at this point, but sometimes you got to rearrange the deck chairs to keep everybody happy moving forward. UVA Stanford on Saturday night, but I'm most excited about James Madison Liberty. JMU, very much Group of Five royalty already. They made the move. They've done well. Liberty made the move to the FBS, and they have not found a home. They're in the Conference USA. They win it easily every year. They want to prove they can hang with the big boys. They get an opportunity at home against JMU. This is a big game for them. I'm excited to watch that one on Saturday afternoon. Other Virginia Tech story that came out this week, D'Angelo Hall has interest in the coaching position. This reported by Mike Jones of The Athletic, who covered him with Washington. I don't think that interest is going to be mutual. I understand the draw there, the famous coach. I think Michael Vick's probably the one closer to the mark here if you're grabbing a famous former player, but this is year one at Norfolk State for him. I just don't think he's seasoned enough. I know that's one of those things where you might bite your tongue later if he has a lot of success, pulls a Shane Beamer, doesn't end up where he is. Now, obviously, you go take the plane down to Columbia. You go tell Shane, what's your number? We'll figure it out. Because you're getting the infusion of money coming at the end of the month when the Board of Visitors signs off on it. You go ask Shane, what's his price? Will you come revive Virginia Tech football? I don't think Shane's coming to revive Virginia Tech football. I think he's got a pretty good SEC job right now. You still ask the question, though. But I'm a no on D'Angelo Hall. I'm not a hard no on Michael Vick, but I got a lot of questions. And he's coached, what, this would be his fourth football game this weekend that he's coached. I don't know that the experience level is there that you're looking for. I don't know that that's exactly the right fit here in this critical moment for Virginia Tech football. Josh Allen, by the way, last night, end of the game, did you see him kneel down? I'm not sure he kneeled down. He botched the snap on the kneel down. The refs just allowed it because it was the kneel down play. It could have been something. I don't know. I'm just needed to mention that on the way out. I've been mentioning the tush push all week, so we gotta do a different controversy. The tush push is easy. Officiate it, right? We got all this technology, we got all these slow motion replays. Just officiate it. If you just officiate it properly, this thing will take care of itself. Well, you gotta ban it. It's too hard to officiate. How is it too hard to officiate? We have slow motion replays from a billion different angles. That's on you guys. If you can't, we've got replay, but you can't use it because it's the tush push. Get out of town with that. I remain staunchly pro having the tush push in the game and pro the referees stopping with their whining and just officiating it properly, which for some reason has been ridiculously hard for them to do. Y'all know how this works. It's a Friday fun show. We'll talk about all that. We'll get you ready for the weekend. We'll revisit some of our favorite moments from the week, and we will do it all on the other side. Off and running, you're listening to the home of the Commanders right here, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Be here. 910 The Fan. Now 105. MP
on the mic. 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Counting you down to a football weekend in Richmond, in Virginia, and in the United States. Lots of games. We'll get to them in a second. AWOD Radio is noon to 3. He's at River City Rolls, not just a bowling alley. It is Richmond's entertainment destination. He'll tell you more about the fun happening this weekend there. It'll be a lot of fun. Won't be as much fun as Football Fest, which was out there. We had a ton of fun. River City Roll hosted AWOD's Football Fest 3 back in the summer. Got us all fired up. Little did we know then we'd have a new Virginia Tech football coach just 4 weeks later. Did not take long. Biggest development of this young season is the Hokies have a lot of things to put in motion here. They got to find money. They got to use that money to get an athletic director. Then that athletic director needs to find himself a football coach. All of that needs to happen before the transfer portal opens in December. It's going to be a chaotic time in Blacksburg. But we have our own chaos. We unleash it once a week, and we call it the football picks. Let's ride. College football is not a great lineup. It's a serviceable lineup. We can make it work. Virginia Tech, 35.5 point favorites over Wofford. We are riding with the Virginia Tech Hokies. North Carolina at Central Florida. Don't sleep on this one. That'll be a fun one at 3:30. We got a lot of fun games at 3:30. That's our best window of the week. The Knights, 7-point favorites against Bill Belichick. Look, Belichick's got to get a win somewhere at some point. This seems like as good a time as any, but everybody's gunning for him. Man, I don't know. I don't think he can do it. Give me UCF. I'm laying the 7 against Belichick and the Heels. I think it's going to be a long year for them. I don't think he's getting back into the NFL off of what he does this year. I think that door has largely closed. SEC game at 3:30, Auburn, Oklahoma. Auburn's getting 6.5. I'm not sold on Oklahoma. I think they're like Alabama. I think they're on their way down, not the way up. Michigan, Nebraska, your other game. Those are name programs. Maybe aren't given name performances. Michigan's a 2-point favorite. I like the kid at quarterback. I think he bounces back at some point. But y'all know the game I'm excited about at 3:30. JMU traveling to Liberty in what I think is a sneaky big game. Liberty's been knocking on that door. They're trying to get the invitation. Can we come play in the Sun Belt? Can we come play with the big boys? We got a lot of money. Can we come do this? We win the Conference USA every year. It's not getting us anywhere on the national radar. JMU very much looks every bit the title contender. They got to sort this quarterback situation out, though. They got two quarterbacks. That's an incorrect number of quarterbacks. One is the correct number of quarterbacks to have. Is this the week they finally come to their senses and bench Matt Sluka? Who's to say? The Duke's 9.5-point favorites. Megan's pumping her fist over there because she knows I love Liberty in this game. 9.5. They got something to prove. Do not ignore Liberty. Do that at your own risk. My guy Jonathan Howard says don't sleep on Tulane Ole Miss. I will not sleep on the green wave getting a chance to prove it against an SEC football team. Ole Miss by 12.5. Here's the problem when you're a really good Group of Five football team. Everybody knows you're a good Group of Five football team. Those aren't the teams that pull the upsets. You got to come out of nowhere to pull the upset. Ole Miss minus 12.5 is the call. UVA hosting Stanford. I think this is a statement game for UVA. I'm laying the 15 points. It's 16 points now that I hit refresh. I'll lay 17 points. That's how good of a mood I'm in. I think UVA makes a statement this weekend. I think they win 7 going into that Virginia Tech game, which I'm declaring a must win for Tony Elliott. This is the year. You got to get them this year. If not now, when? And the answer to that question might be never if you don't take care of business this year. Florida against Miami. This game had a little bit of the air taken out of it when Florida lost a couple weeks ago. However, I think Miami's got something special going. This is a prove-it week for them. I think they do prove it. I like the favorites this week generally, and I like Miami in this one. Let's get to the business at hand. It's NFL football. We're all steering clear of Raiders Commanders, right? We're all steering clear because we don't know if Jaden Daniels is going to play or not. I don't think Jaden Daniels is going to play. I think that's baked into line. I think that's why it's a 3.5-point line. Marcus Mariota, do we trust Marcus Mariota? We trust Marcus Mariota on this show. We don't trust him to go to the Super Bowl. We don't even trust him against the Falcons. Come on now, let's be reasonable. We don't trust him against the Chargers. We trust him against the Raiders. Revenge game for Marcus Mariota. Lay the 3.5. If you get Jaden Daniels, it's just a fun bonus. Marcus Mariota can take care of that margin, though. You've got what is arguably the least compelling quarterback matchup of all time in an NFL Week 4 game. You got Browning v. Wentz. Yeah, it sounds like a Supreme Court case that made you fall asleep during school. Vikings, 3-point favorites over the Bengals. I like the Bengals' weapons. I like the Browning's been there before. I like the Vikings' coaching staff. I don't like Carson Wentz, though. Give me the Bengals and 3 points there. My actual game of the week, don't listen to what the people at the Fox Corporation tell you. It's all just propaganda anyway. They say Cowboys-Bears is the game of the week. I say, watch Rams-Eagles. Rams have something to prove. Matt Stafford coming out east. Eagles coming off that big physical win. We'll get to the tush push, man, before this show's over. I'm over people saying they need to ban the tush push because it can't be properly officiated. Just properly officiate it. You're NFL officials. Do your job. We'll get to that in a minute. I like the Rams to make a statement. Eagles on the hangover. They've just been playing too many big games. They're due to come back to earth. Rams had that narrow loss in the snow in the playoffs. I think they want to prove that this is not a foregone conclusion, which team is the best in the NFC. I think the Eagles have the best roster. I think the Rams come with something to prove, though. You've got the Steelers.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To New England to play the Patriots. Why is Pittsburgh only a 1.5-point favorite? I've been racking my brain all week trying to figure it out. Usually, that's when I go the other way. It's a smell test game, man. It's a smell test game. Everybody load up on the Patriots. If you want to be smart, do that. If you want to be dumb, follow my lead. I still don't get it. I think Aaron Rodgers is playing well. Steelers, lay the 1.5. Bank it. Broncos, Chargers. I think the Chargers easily clear their 2.5. You're like, is the Broncos' slow start a fluke? Yeah, probably. They're a good team. They're well coached. I do like Bo Nix. I think the Chargers are for real, though. I wouldn't worry too much about them. Jets, Buccaneers. Bucks, 6.5-point favorites. Be careful of the wounded offensive line. You saw what that did for the Commanders last week in Green Bay. That's the situation in Tampa this week. Tampa, 6.5-point favorites. The line's shrinking. If you like the Jets, get in now while you can still get your points. I'm gonna ride with the Jets in this one. I do not ever trust a banged-up offensive line. It's America's Game of the Week. It's the Cowboys. It's the Bears. It's an invitation for you to do something productive with your life between 4:25 and 7:25 on Sunday. Thank you, NFL, for graciously giving us 3 hours of our precious lives back. Ignore this game, but take the Cowboys in your pools. Chiefs-Giants. Man, you heard Barney say he thinks the Chiefs are going to smoke the Giants. I don't think the Chiefs are smoking anybody this year. It's that thing. You wear the target on your back. When you wear the target, everybody gives you their best shot. Cam Scataboo, he's got something to say to this Chiefs defense, right? Tough physical runner. I think this will be a lot closer than people think it is. I'm scared of this game. I wouldn't touch it. If I did, I do like the Chiefs as the favorites. I don't like them nearly as much as Parney, though. Monday night would be good. Lions, Ravens. Chance for the Lions to get right, but man, I think the Ravens are going to keep the heat on the Bills for that bye in the playoffs. They got a tougher schedule. They got a tougher division. But if they could steal that from Buffalo, I think they'll feel really good about their Super Bowl chances when the postseason arrives. They're 4.5-point favorites. I'm riding with the Ravens on Monday night. We call that football picks. Yeah. We're going to keep this show rolling, though, on the other side. It's MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM.
Catch us worldwide on the free Odyssey app, wherever you are this weekend, whatever football you're watching, whether it's Virginia Tech getting its first win of the season against Wofford or it's UVA. I think with a chance to make a statement against Stanford, let's start some ACC play here. I think they could make some noise. With a favorable schedule, they're looking good. I hung with NC State, who is not a bad football team. I think the future is bright for those guys. JMU Liberty, my game of the weekend in the state. I think there's going to be a lot of score selling going on there. Liberty wants that invite into the Sun Belt. JMU wants to prove that the Conference USA teams do not deserve a look when it comes time to award that Group of Five playoff spot that they plan to be in the mix for every single year. Sunday, though, it's the Commanders and the Raiders. We're still waiting for the official word on Jaden Daniels. Will he play? Will he not play? He was a full zero in practice. I think Dan Quinn will turn in the card and say he is not playing. I'm worried if he does that he runs the risk of setting himself back. I would remind you, Jaden Daniels with the rib last year through that Hail Mary. Great moment, iconic moment in Jaden Daniels' rookie season. Set him back a little bit, though. Went into Philly, played his worst game of the season. He's got it. It's not a torn ligament in the knee. It's just bruised. It's just strained. That means that he's going to try to find a way to get back to the field. I think this is a week where you say, long week of practice, a lot of time on the field. Let Marcus Mariota have that time. Let's figure out, can you beat the Raiders without Jaden Daniels? And if the answer is yes, then get him back. You know, because if you can win an NFL game without your starting quarterback, all right, you let him lift you in the big games. He couldn't do that in Green Bay. Couldn't lift it. He couldn't run at all. It was tough to watch at times. We've never seen Jaden Daniels like that. When he comes back, will he be fearless? Will he be able to cut? Does he run the risk of further injury? These are all questions that are going to need to be answered by Dan Quinn and the coaching staff. It's a really inopportune time for this injury, though, because Dan Quinn and his crew have been waiting for this post-Packers break, a lot of practice time, a lot of on-field time. No Terry McLaurin in training camp. They're still working on that chemistry. They really lost a golden opportunity with that injury. And then you know, Jonathan Jones is out and Dietrich Wise is out and Austin Eckler's out. And the injuries just stacked up off of that Thursday night game. It'll go down as one of the worst Commanders games, all-encompassing, of the Josh Harris era. It's going to go down as being a night that really, really set this team back, and if they don't make the playoffs, I think we'll circle it. Not because they lost to the Packers. NFL teams lose. Newsflash, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But the injuries, the piling up, I don't think it's specifically because it was Thursday night, but when it happens on Thursday night, when it happens on national TV, it sure doesn't help because everybody points to this, so why are we playing on Thursday nights? Great question. I don't know. They're going to do it again on Christmas Day, though, against the Cowboys. Another game that could have major implications. But I think the reasonability table is set here. This is a Commanders team that can make the playoffs. I have no doubts about that. I don't think this is a Commanders team that can win the bye in the NFC. I think you focus on what's achievable, zero in on that. Anything else you get is just a bonus at this point. So I think Marcus Mariota plays. I want to see a step forward from Terry McLaurin this weekend. I want to see a step forward from some of these guys, from Von Miller, from that pass rush. Looked so good in week one, was stymied by the Packers. I want to see Lattimore hold his own. I want to see him stop getting three penalties a game. I don't think I will see that, but I want to see that. Will we see Noah Igbinoghene? 5 snaps in 2 games so far. A lot going on in Commanders land. It's a big week, and against an opponent that you should beat with bonus rest at home, the pressure's on to make a statement to cover the spread. I really like the Commanders to make that statement this week, and I think they're a well-coached team. I think the veterans on defense understand this is the moment to rise to because it does not get easier from here. From here, you're going to Atlanta next weekend. From here, you're going to Los Angeles the weekend after that. Very reasonable to think you lose the next two games. And if you do, you want to be 2-3. That's not anything. That's a normal NFL football team record. 1-4, though, all of a sudden we're talking about, are playoffs a legitimate aspiration for this team? And they could win in Atlanta next week. I don't think they can win in L.A. after that. I think they could win in Atlanta, though. But then they're coming back with a winnable stretch. If they can just tread that water, get the win this weekend, it would be very good for everybody. Also keeping an eye on the kicking situation. Matt Gay missing twice from 50-plus last week. Here's what complicates it. He's a veteran. The salary's guaranteed. If you cut him, you still pay him. I don't think they want to cut him for that reason. Also, you acknowledge it was a miss, right? The misses are kind of sneaky piling up here. I'm still glad we got the team we got. I still trust in Adam Peters. Infallible, though? No, he's not Howie Roseman. The misses are piling up here. Luke McCaffrey, Ben Sinnott. We saw little Sinnott last week. I need a little more Sinnott. Matt Gay at kicker. And it's not entirely his fault. He knew who he wanted. He went and got him. And then there was the legal situation. All of a sudden, you don't have Brandon McManus anymore. And now he's lining up on the other side. It's the Commanders and the Raiders. It'll be right here. Sunday on The Fan with our new expanded 3-hour pregame show, 3-hour postgame show. I will brave Interstate 95 for you, the listener, because I love you that much. And we'll go inside the locker room on Monday's show from Landover after the game. Hopefully a happier place than our Inside the Locker Room show after the Packers game. That was an angsty place with all the injuries piling up. And at running back, it's time for Bill. Let's see a lot of Bill. Let's see what he can do. Can he be a lead back in the NFL? It's different than being a change of pace guy. It's different than coming in occasionally. I like him a lot. Fantasy owners, this is your weekend. This is your time. You'll, of course, hear that action right here on 910 The Fan, your home for the Commanders all season long. I love an NFL game that you can go to and feel good about a win. Now, the vibes are going to be ridiculously bad on Monday if they lose. I just don't see a path to losing here. Maybe that's arrogance. Maybe that's a little too much drinking last year's Kool-Aid going to my head. It's tough to see this team lose in this game. A veteran team that takes every opponent seriously, that has the defensive firepower to contend. Now, offensive line's going to be interesting watching him go against Max Crosby. I am curious what kind of leeway Josh Connerly gets. If he struggles, is Andrew Wiley coming in right away? These are the big questions we ask going into this game. These are the big questions that'll need to be resolved. How long do you hang with Josh Connerly? You want him to take his lumps in the NFL. But what if he struggles? What if Max Crosby lines up right from him? Need some John Bates there. Need the assistance. Should be a lot of fun. You'll catch that right here on The Fan. We'll keep this show rolling. On the other side, you're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. And beyond the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Get some duct tape here. We'll fix our system so we get through it. That's all right. There we go. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, held together by duct tape and Megan's excellent producing work.
Thank you.
We're going to get there. I believe in it. Hey, we welcome in our friend Lane Cassadante to the show. He's a sports director at CBS 6. Produced some very nice coverage Sunday from the final day at the Diamond. Was lucky enough to run into him there. Chat for a few. Lane, how's it going?
Hey, good morning, Michael. How's everybody?
Everybody's good here. Gary Hess just left. He's a one-legged man, but he's a fighter, and he's got the spirit of a champion. He's going to call high school football tomorrow night. So
he's always been as busy as the proverbial one-legged man. So now he actually fits the mold a little closer.
He's living. It's a little too close to on the nose. Exactly. I want to get to Brent Pry, obviously, but before we do, tell me about your day Sunday at the Diamond. Like me, we're not here for the opening of the Diamond, but we've both spent a lot of time there over the years. What did it mean to you to close that place down?
You know, somebody asked me that, and it's very hard to separate the work and the job that you have to do with, you know, any kind of emotional attachment or feelings that you might have during a moment like that, because we had a specific set of, you know, we had obligations that we had to do that day. So you're never really enjoying anything as a fan. I'm more excited for what is going to come next year when fans really see what a modern ballpark will be like. I explained it, and I think we've used this analogy on your show before. Imagine if you bought a car in 1985 and you really liked the car, but you had to put a lot of money into it over the years. You were used to it, and it got you from point A to point B, but it was still a car from 1985. And now imagine if you bought a car in 2025, how much different the technology would be, how much different the experience would be. That is what fans are going to get when CarMax Park finally opens next April. It is going to be baseball. The dimensions will be very similar. The diamond will be the exact same, but the whole experience is going to be 180 degrees different than what, you know, multiple generations have lived through here in going to that stadium.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how big of a change it is and how different their experience will be, because there's a lot of things that just weren't baked into a baseball stadium in 1985. Like, concessions were kind of an afterthought. Like, you went, you got some peanuts and Cracker Jacks, like in the song. Now people are getting craft beers and, you know, gourmet foods, and they want to walk around and they don't want to just sit in their seat, but they want to have that 360 view. All those things are game changers, and changes the way we watch. And, you know, you've been to the Kickers games too, right? They got the balconies and they got the craft brews. It's not just sports anymore. It's an entertainment product.
It's become an experience, and it's become a night out. Much like, you know, when you go to a party, you know, unless you're an amazing introvert, you usually don't sit in the same spot for the whole night, unless you're, you know, you're somebody like Barney and holding court and people come to you. You move around, you talk to different people, you experience things from a different angle. If they have a balcony, you go out and look at the view. You come back in, to your point, you get something to drink, you get something to eat. A baseball game has become that. The diamond did not allow that to the extent that it can be allowed with a more modern facility. And I know you've been to parks like this. I have as well. I've seen parks almost identical to what CarMax is going to look like out in Arizona. And that's what I tell everybody. You can be nostalgic about the diamond because you grew up going there. You saw your first fireworks show there. You know, you met the Diamond Duck, you met Nutsy, your kids met Nutsy and Natasha. You can be nostalgic for all that, but when you get that new car next spring, you're going to be like, oh my God, why didn't I do this sooner?
Should have listened to the dealer, man. They weren't lying.
Should have listened to the dealer, yes.
Link Casadante joins us from CBS 6. WTVR.com is the site. Obviously, the biggest story this week, Virginia Tech moving on from Brent Pry. Had to happen after you go down 28-0 to Old Dominion, obviously. The rest of this season is probably largely lost. The UVA game remains important. But give me your thoughts on where this program is long-term, because the fan base is still very good. The aspirations are still very high, but this is not Frank Beamer's college football anymore.
And you cannot rebuild the program the way Frank originally built it either. I remember in Frank's sixth season, he went 2-9-1, and he would never survive in today's climate because the pressure is too high, the money is too great, and the expectations are too in your face. You know, what have you done for me right now? A lot of people thought that Brent Pry being a bit of a legacy hire, you know, kind of growing up in the Frank program, you know, he might be able to bring some of that back. And it's not coming back, not in the way that you all remember it. It's got to be different. And we don't really know what the future of this program is until the end of the month when the Board of Visitors makes their ruling on the request that Athletic Director Whit Babcock made to have a major influx of money. I believe he asked for $50 million. And, you know, unless you are the Oklahomas or the Alabamas or, you know, the Georgias of the world, that you don't have that money in your couch cushions. So it's not just a question of, you know, tapping two or three people and saying, okay, now we have $50 million. That is a significant investment no matter what the program is. and the future of the entire, and this is, I know football is driving all of this and it is the primary focus in sport down there, but this is for the entire athletic department at Virginia Tech. The future of all of this is going to depend on their future investment, and we'll hopefully find out more about that at the end of the month. But one thing about, and I don't know how much sound you ran from Whit Babcock when he read from a statement on Tuesday, didn't take any questions, but that was probably the least passionate and most disinterested statement that I've ever heard an administrator read about the future of the program over which he currently presides. And I know, you know, we've heard a lot of stories from down there, and we, you know, his days are most likely numbered in that role, but he didn't, you know, if I'm an alumni, if I'm a donor, a booster, or if I'm just a fan, that did not give me a tremendous amount of confidence listening to him talk about how they are supposedly going to re-alter and reshape the future of athletics in Blacksburg.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to get to pick the next football coach. He talked about how he will help advise the committee. That tells me that he's not running point on this one either. He's had a great run at Virginia Tech, unquestionably, you know, has led them into the ACC, has led them into prominence. But when you miss twice on football hires, they come for you quickly. And it's a time of massive change. And that change, as you mentioned, starts with the board putting a number on a piece of paper. And then they'll find out what that number gets you in terms of a football program. It's the reality of football these days. Lane Casadante, CBS 6, of course, Final Score Friday every single week. Man, what a thriller last week. Dinwiddie coming up, knocking off Highland Springs in overtime. I know we got some good games this week, but I'm kind of still on that one.
Yeah, that was very impressive. This is just the second, this is the first time in 25 years that Highland Springs has lost back-to-back regular season games in back-to-back seasons. And that just there, you know, and that was before Lauren Johnson came to the program, but his sustained excellence is something that I think a lot of people have taken for granted, and Dinwiddie is no slouch. Billy Mills, you know, one school county, you know, he has great athletes week in and week out down there, and his staff knows how to coach those kids up. And the fact that they had to come back in the second half, you know, at the end, when they needed it, they got it twice. At the end of the fourth quarter and then again in overtime, and shut out Highland Springs over the second half. So if you want to point to, you know, it's only been 3 weeks. It's obviously a candidate for game of the year. A lot of other games are going to have to made a very high bar to surpass it. But, yeah, that was a very impressive performance and a game that you would expect out of two teams, two coaches, and two programs that have accomplished as much as they have.
Oh, no doubt about it. Lane Casadante, recap. I think game of the year, very apt. Of course, we'll see what this week brings us and many more still to come with playoff implications down the line. Lane, anything you want to talk about in terms of WTVR.com and CBS6 this weekend?
There are two things tonight, of course. I believe you'll be there, the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame inductions.
I'll be there.
You will be there.
I'll be on stage.
Well. Megan Walker headlines this year's class from Monacan and UConn and all the great stuff that she's done. Of course, that is tonight. And then later tonight, we have a Beyond the Roster feature on a man named Will Turner. He's a local triathlete that we first profiled 6 years ago when he did he completed 60 Ironman triathlons in the year that he turned 60.
Woo!
Okay, he's got a screw loose, right? Yes, of course. So and I've said this to Will many times, but he, you know, he also, when he turned 65, he came up with this challenge. And he did. Nobody challenged him to do it. Nobody's ever done it before. He came up with it himself. It's called the Sierra 914. And what he basically did is when he turned 65, he traversed the equivalent.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Equivalency of 6.5 triathlons. And it equates to 914 miles. And tonight we'll go into some of the details of why he did it, how long he had to finish it. And it caught the attention of a filmmaker from Tennessee who has put together a documentary about this accomplishment by Will. And it the documentary is debuting at the Richmond International Film Festival at the Byrd Theater later this month. So that's tonight at 11. It's Will Turner and Sierra 914. And we'll have more details on, you know, just how crazy Will is and, you know, how much he had to do to accomplish this.
Sports, Halls of Fame, fine cinema. There's nowhere you won't find Lane Casadante. Catch him every night on CBS 6. Lane, appreciate the time.
All right, Michael, thanks for having me. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We're back with more on Jaden Daniels and that knee after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. NBA on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Big doings of Virginia Tech football. I think we're past the shock and the awe here, and we're picking up the pieces. There's a lot going on, which is to say you need a football coach. All right, sure, lots of teams need a football coach. You need an athletic director to hire a football coach, and you need a funding plan to hire an athletic director to hire a football coach. You got a three-step plan here. I don't think any of these are necessarily easy either. I think that's the Virginia Tech dilemma right now is any athletic director worth his or her salt wants to know how much money am I going to have to spend on football? Yep. Any football coach worth his salt wants to know which athletic director am I going to be working for? How will they support me in resources? And Tech doesn't have the answer to either of those questions right now. But they have a plan. They're working on a plan. They have the makings of a plan. What was the phrase? There's a political phrase for a while there. I'm blanking on it. Fragments of a plan. No, I'm botching it.
It's something like
Bail
that.
Bail me out.
Pieces of a plan. They'll come together eventually.
Pieces of a plan. Thank you. We have pieces of a plan. Here's Whit Babcock. He's the athletic director. And I say this is not to dunk on Whit, but this is just in the interest of accuracy. This is Whit Babcock. He's the athletic director of Virginia Tech right now. Giving a press conference yesterday about all of these issues.
I also wanted to offer some clarification and relative transparency on our search process, which is in its preliminary stages. We will have a search committee with some internal staff support behind it. The committee will include members with extensive football experience and insight, board of visitors and campus representation, and executive leaders. As the AD, I will support and advise the committee during the process. The committee's collective expertise and strength will enable us to make the best decision for the next head coach of the Hokies. This will be a collaborative decision, and the committee voices will carry tremendous weight. We are confident our committee will make an outstanding selection, will be aligned with our board of visitors and campus leadership, and certainly alignment within our committee when identifying our next head coach. As far as the future strategic direction of our department, I want to point back to Dr. Sand's quote from the Sunday press release. The board of visitors and I are working closely with AD Whit Babcock to develop a financial, organizational, and leadership plan that will rapidly position the Virginia Tech football program to be competitive with the best in the ACC. The new framework for college sports will be fully established for next season, so this is the time to make a major move, end quote. I want to thank Dr. Sands, Amy Sebring and her team on campus, Brandon Hall, Ryan McCarthy, and Jay Pearson for the work they have put into a proposed plan to be reviewed by the board in the coming weeks, resulting from the presentation they received during the board retreat last month. Due to that timing, the work ongoing, and respecting the chain of command, I will not address any questions today after my remarks. That announcement will and should come from the president and board when appropriate. With additional financial support and new resources available to increase traditional and creative athletics revenue generation, I am confident you will soon see a modernized structure built for success in this rapidly changing environment of college athletics. More in line with a professional football type organizational structure on the football side of things, and from an athletic department standpoint, a structure and organization more in line with corporate business. It has become a $150 to $200 million annual enterprise after all. I and we will improve, evolve, and adapt to this new landscape successfully. I'm excited for this new era and the forthcoming initiatives and opportunities planned. We truly can make a major move, as Dr. Sands referenced. And finally, I want to acknowledge our fans, donors, and alumni. They have been absolutely amazing, and they are second to none. They have been doing their part, and then some, to will us to victories and success. And I sincerely apologize that we haven't stepped up yet and returned the favor with results on the field. The paradigm of the college football landscape has obviously changed, and we are better positioning ourselves for success to be ahead of the curve rather than chasing behind it. It's up to us to do our part as an administration and an athletic department to aggressively adapt, modernize, and invest to win strategically, and to reward this fan base in a manner that they deserve, expect, and demand, and we will do that.
All right. That's Whit Babcock. He's the athletic director of Virginia Tech, and he says he's not going to comment on this because the next announcement should come from the school president. You've got a lot of moving pieces here. At the end of the month at the board meeting, they're going to put the proposal in to spend $60 million a year on Hokie football. That's what they have to do to attract top talent. They're going to do it. But then once that's in place, I think Whit exits stage right, because I don't think there's a world where you want him hiring the next football coach. But also, it's football coach hunting season. So right now, and you kind of heard this, it's a who's in charge situation. He said the president and the board are leading the search for a football coach. And I'm not going to say that can't work. That can work. It's possible for that to work. What I'm saying is I prefer it if football people hire football coaches. That's a bias I have. It's an implicit bias I have. Mentioning ODU causing chaos over here. Okay, brief story. Richmond Raceway. They race once a year now. They used to race twice a year. Very big deal. 100,000 people, economic impact, out of town, blah, blah, blah. And so in my role at the newspaper, I'm coordinating coverage. And the fall race is always on a football weekend, right? It's a Saturday night race. There's college football. There's NFL. And it was always very important to the racetrack that they be the lead story in Sunday's newspaper, above the fold, right? That was more important than, you know, we don't want the Redskins up there. We don't want Virginia Tech up there. Like, this is Richmond's big event. Is very important to them to be at the top. This is, I understand we were talking about old people things earlier. Like, where your story was placed in the newspaper used to really matter to a lot of people. And it was my job to make that decision.
Ooh.
And so, thus, it was my job to walk into the track PR office at 6 p.m. on race night as they're getting ready for their big event and say to them, did you see the football score? And they said, no, this isn't this one. This was the first of the three. Old Dominion beat Virginia Tech at football. And they all said, uh-oh. I said, just so you know, so you're hearing this from me and not waking up to it tomorrow, that's going to be the lead story in the sports section tomorrow, not the race. They didn't fight it.
Old Dominion's just popping balloons left and right.
The one year they got all the play they ever wanted was when the crazy fan climbed on the fence during the race. That made the front of the paper. That
you just need a little crazy.
Sometimes you just need a little crazy in your
I'm
life.
I'm telling you. Chiefsaholic. He got front page. You know he did.
Chiefsaholic gets arrested. Robin Banks, wolf suit, all that.
Yep.
Team marches on, keeps winning.
Yep.
They're down. We're done. We're done.
This is where we draw the line.
The line had to be drawn. It's not Taylor Swift. It's not Travis Kelce. It's not Andy Reid's kid. It's not Chiefsaholic. It's none of these things. We can't survive without third down guy up there calmly telling everybody it is third down. We tried to inject some excitement into third down. It's over.
It's over. It clearly did not work. Pack it up.
All right,
we're done.
Back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app because I stiffed him yesterday. So we're going to make sure this gets done today. You know him. He's AWOD Radio, of course, on the fan. Noon to 3 every single day. ESPN showed a view of the Raiders offensive coaching booth. I don't know if you're still awake. I wasn't still awake. I caught this morning. Did you see who was in the Raiders offensive coaching booth last night? Tom Brady. Tom Brady's hanging out with the coaching staff, with the headsets, talking to the players. Tom Brady, according to James Palmer, NFL Network reporter, Tom Brady meets with Chip Kelly 2 to 3 times a week to go over film and to go through the game plan. Okay? So that's his job. He's part owner of the team. They want to take advantage of Tom Brady. Tom Brady calls games on Fox. You may remember last year, he was not allowed to meet with players and coaches before games because that would present a possible conflict of interest. He owns the Raiders. He's talking to these teams. He could use that inside information to help the Raiders that he gathers. Well, Tom Brady stunk at broadcasting last year. And so this year, Roger Goodell announced in the offseason, Tom Brady will be allowed to go to practice, was in Ashburn for week 1 Commanders Giants, was watching practice behind closed doors, and now the Commanders play the Raiders this week. How do you feel about that, Adam?
I don't understand why Roger Goodell changed the rule. I understood last year why he was not allowed.
That made sense.
It made sense. You've changed the rule. Did he get every owner's blessing to change the rule? That would be my question, because obviously I don't feel good about it. Now, I know he's working a lot, and so the NFL would probably say, well, he's going to get that inside information, but then he's got to go work a broadcast game, so he cannot really relay that to Vegas. I just don't understand how they changed this without every owner's blessing.
It's a TV league. 25 million people watch America's Game of the Week each week on Fox, and he stunk. He was not as good as Greg Olson at being a broadcaster. You had to do something. Fox has made a 10-year investment in him, $250 million, I believe it was, an absurd amount of money invested in Tom Brady being good at broadcasting, and he was bad. They had to try something. Knowing what I know about Roger Goodell, Adam, I don't think Roger's mad at Tom Brady today. I think he's mad at ESPN for showing the shot. I think he's mad at ESPN for bringing it up during the broadcast, because You know the NFL, they keep their business their business. There ain't family business last night. Every other owner's watching that. It's a thing now. And I think the other owners are going to say, I don't want that guy in my practice.
I mean, I think you're right. So where does this lead to, though? Because I just don't understand how the rule changed without everybody agreeing to it. And now that it's happened, can you actually pull it back in the middle of the season?
Here is my theory. I don't think Fox is enjoying having Tom Brady as its lead announcer. You also can't send him to the B team and say Greg Olson's going to announce for a little while Tom Brady figures it out. That's not a tenable situation either. I think this is the leverage point where both sides walk away from it. Tom Brady's going to say, I'm all in on the Raiders. Fox says, we appreciate Tom Brady's services. We've realized this isn't sustainable. Fox can't have Tom Brady the way he was last year for the next 8 years. The NFL can't have Tom Brady the way he was last year for the last 8 years. It's a television product. The product stinks. You have to do something. I think Tom Brady's gone after this season.
Wow. So I thought he was awful his first year. I think just like a lot of rookies, he stepped into the spotlight, was not ready. I enjoyed him on the broadcast week one against the Giants. I think he has been much better in just, you know, the early portion of year two. I think he needed. I don't think the information is making him better. I think it's the reps and he's being less robotic.
I think the information is making him better. I think being around the players, being around the team, people want to talk to him. He's Tom Brady. I think they're prepping him for the stuff they're doing. I think he's seeing on the practice. Nobody knows what a practice looks like Tom Brady. He sees what they're doing. He's coming in more prepared, more ready to talk to the specific points of the game. I would be curious. I do think if you pull his access, he would not be as good. If he is, problem solved. You just don't let him have the access anymore. If you pull the access and he gets bad again, I think you got to cut ties with Tom Brady. I think it's over.
So what are you saying here? He will play. He will broadcast out this season as his final season in charge of the A booth in Fox.
Yep.
And then move over to Vegas.
I think at the end of the season, when they have the owners' meetings in March, some owner is going to stand on the table. Maybe it's Josh Harris is going to stand on the table and say, "We played the Las Vegas Raiders in Week 3 this year, and Tom Brady 2 weeks earlier had been in our practice talking to our guys, seeing our game plans. And if the Raiders win, it's a thing we're going to be talking about on Monday. I'm just telling you right now, if the Raiders win Sunday, you're going to talk about Jayden Daniels on Monday. You are also going to talk about how the guy who advises the game plan of the Raiders got unfettered access to Washington's practice just 2 weeks earlier. It's a thing we're going to be talking about."
Probably. I hate this about the NFL. So what you're telling me is the NFL is going to let Tom Brady and the Vegas Raiders cheat for an entire year. At the end of the year, at the year-end meetings, they will decide that cannot happen future. So
Yes. We're
going to allow this year to be a total bogus year in which Vegas gets help.
The rules have been set. The rules have been set. You play by the rules this season. You can't change the rules midstream. The rules have been set. Maybe you pull them back a little bit. Maybe you say, okay, he's got limited access or whatever it is. The rules are set for this year. We're playing by the rules this year. And everybody's going to whine about it all year long. And they will have to do something about this offseason. And Fox is not going to go to bat for their guy. He's not worth it to them. Greg Olson's too good. Greg Olson's good enough that Fox realizes they don't need Tom Brady like they think they need Tom Brady. They're going to send him off to the
Raiders. I don't think anybody needed Tom Brady like Fox thought they needed Tom Brady. He made more than most quarterbacks.
It's insane.
In their entire lifetime.
He was set to make more as an announcer than he made as a player.
Yeah.
It was an insane contract from the get-go. This is Fox's out. This is the league's out. It's an untenable situation, and this is just the tip of the iceberg.
It's hard to disagree with you because I think that the contract was insane to begin with.
Yeah. I think Tom Brady's run as a TV announcer ended when ESPN in the 11 p.m. window showed the shot of him with the headset on calling plays with the offensive team. You can't have that. The optics were too bad. I think he got fired.
A1 Radio comes up next. He'll be noon to 3. He'll be a River City Roll as he is on Fridays. He was out on the patio yesterday. I thought that was a pretty inspired choice by our friend Adam, because the weather is beautiful. You should be out at River City Roll this weekend or somewhere in Richmond. So many concerts this weekend. Iron Blossom out there at the former Washington football team training facility, now Midtown Green. And one more, Steve Martin and Martin Short Saturday night. That'll be entertaining. Lucy Dacus
Friday night. We've got a Richmonder event tonight, but it's sold out. You can't get in to that. Tickets closed. I think Steve Martin still got tickets available. I hope Steve Martin still got tickets available because I'm planning on going down there. Not going to Iron Blossom, although I do love the Lumineers. If you're going down, I think you're going to get a great show out there. Look forward to a great weekend of football. Hokies Wofford right here tomorrow on The Fan. And, of course, main event Sunday will be up in Landover, taking you through the pregame. I'll make an appearance there. Won't make an appearance postgame, but I will make an appearance Monday morning. In this time slot, we will provide you with access inside the Washington Commanders locker room after a not a big game against the Raiders, but an important game against the Raiders in the sense that if this goes sideways, it's kind of over in week three, as crazy as that is to say. Like, not that hope would be lost, but it'd be pretty obvious that last year was a little bit of a mirage and maybe they were a little bit lucky. You handle your business at home against teams you need to handle your business against. Like, they could lose tomorrow and still win nine games. Nine doesn't make the playoffs anymore. It takes 10 to make the playoffs. Now, if you're going to get to double-digit wins, you're going to beat teams like the Raiders when you have them at home on short rest. But I called it already. You heard the pick. I think these guys win. I think these guys win easy. I don't think it's much of a competitive game. We'll see. It's the NFL. It's Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll, Dan Quinn. It's Geno Smith. He knows what he's doing. It's Max Crosby. There's reasons to be afraid. They get paid too. Is the motto in the NFL and any given Sunday and all those things. Hopefully an uneventful one. Hopefully you're turning it to the Sunday ticket pretty quickly after kickoff. We'll see. We'll be in Ashburn. We'll be holding it down for you. We'll take you inside the locker room on Monday. AWOD Radio up next. Reminder, high school football tonight right here on The Fan. Got to go celebrate high school and local sports last night at the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Fantastic evening out there in Chesterfield. Thank you to everybody who had me out there. Such great hospitality always down in Chesterfield. We'll do Play Chesterfield next week. We'll do a whole week of shows next week. I look forward to joining you then. AWOD's up next. You're listening tonight to The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.